Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today we are going to be talking to you about the latest episode of the challenge. We're going to be talking about hometowns for the Golden Bachelorette. And we are going to be talking about the latest episode of Survivor. I thought it was a pretty good week of TV this week, for the most part. A few, flaws here and there, but I thought it was a pretty good week. Getting started today with the challenge. What did we think this week? Who was your MVP?
I was thinking about giving Tori my MVP, but then I really just think she was just doing whatever. Like, she had a good relationship with Bananas before, so I just didn't get it. So I give it to Jordan
Okay.
because he's sneaking under the radar, and he's like clearly the best player, and like he's somehow sneaking by, and he's, I don't know. He said it like he's when they were discussing Bananas being upset at them, Jordan basically was like, "Well, Jordan ha Bananas has no power to do anything to retaliate against me, so I don't really care." And he's right, and he has a good relationship with all the girls, so he's in a really good position.
Yeah, he's in a very good position. And like the preview to next week, oh my gosh, I was dying when Bananas was like yelling at Jordan about like what side he's on. Even this episode a little bit, what side he's on, like saying, like, are you're gonna have to choose between like me and Tori eventually. It's like what? Obviously he
Nah.
could choose Tori. But
Yep.
yeah, that's a
That's not much of a threat, Bananas.
no, not at all. No, like I don't know what you think this is here, but I gave my MVP to Tori. I thought that she, I don't know, I liked that she went against Bananas. I know that they've had like a good relationship in the past, but obviously, like when stuff happens in a season, I don't know, like they are on completely different sides of the house right now. They have like completely different people in their corners. And like Bananas even has like Bananas Angels now or whatever. And I don't know. I thought, yeah, Devin did have influence on it, but that is somebody who she's like closest to in the game, like period. And I liked that like this, I don't know. This vacation alliance, like kumbaya, like everybody getting along, it's starting to have some tears in it, and I'm not mad about it. I'm not.
Christine, I literally wrote down Tori, and then the moment I changed it is when she went to go tell Banana she was picking him, and she said, "I'm doing this to do right by Devin." And I'm like, "No, okay, I can't get behind." That's when I changed my mind. I was like, "I can't get behind this."
I think that she did it for multiple reasons, though, because I do think like that a part of it was sending Derek and Ryan against each other when she just gone against Casey the week before. Like, yeah, that's an emotional move. Yeah, that's an emotional player. But at the same time, like Tori's always played emotionally, and she still gets far. So I don't think that it's necessarily like a as bad of a thing for her game because she is such a strong player as it would be for other people.
Yeah. No, I listen, I was this close to agree to going with you, but then that, I don't know, I didn't like that.
Yeah. And at the end, when Bananas couldn't pick her, I mean, first of all, like, I don't know why Bananas thought he'd be able to pick her.
That
Because,
was weird. I thought
yeah.
he could. That was weird.
Well, okay, actually, I guess I do know why. Somebody said on who was on the most recent podcast, I guess it was Ryan on the official challenge podcast. He had said that the reason why he thought that it was a possibility is because when Tori picked the targets and it had gone individual the first time. She had asked TJ like if there were any rules, and he said that like everything restarted kind of since it was individual instead of teams. But when
Yeah.
TJ said that, he was like meaning that it restarted then, but it wasn't restarting like every single week, it was still gonna be like the same after.
Right.
I gave my LVP to Ryan.
Yeah, me too.
Unfortunately, just like doing the puzzle upside down, not, I mean, I understand he lives in New York and everything, but like not knowing how to drive, like really at all, like running into the hay consistently. I mean, I don't know. It really wasn't his episode, and yeah.
Yeah, bad episode for Ryan. Sure. Okay, since I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to watch it, because I don't know how to watch it. Who went home?
Ryan.
He was against Banana. They're the same era.
It's individual
Yeah,
now.
they change. Yeah, exactly. Okay.
It's individual now. So last week, Tori nominated Ryan, Bananas, and Derek. Ryan lost the daily challenge, so he went automatically into elimination. And then Tori and Jordan won the daily elimination, and they nominated, which ultimately Tori nominated because she was the girl, Bananas to go in against Ryan. Which, like, honestly, even though like Bananas is all like mad about it or whatever, like you're going against Ryan. I mean,
Yeah.
he knew he was going to come back. Like, there was such a good chance that he was going to come back from that.
Well, that elimination was also stupid. I'm sorry. Another
I
stupid
didn't
elimination.
like it either. I saw a lot of people online liking it, which I thought was weird because I wasn't a huge fan.
I mean, first of all, are the carts completely equal? Do they both equally go as fast? Like, do they both speed up exact? Like, I don't. I another one where I'm like, this is just stupid.
Yeah. The elimination was like an ATV like maze race thing. They had to like get the
Yeah,
flag
why is that an
from the other
elimination? That
car.
sounds like a challenge, not an
It
elimination. Yeah. should they should have done that for a challenge, totally. That would have been fun as a daily.
With like everybody, yeah, that would be interesting.
It would be so fun. With two people going in a circle, it was not fun.
I agree. I agree. Yeah, they kind of
Y'all,
dropped the ball on
y'all.
that one. Yeah.
My husband just came out walking through. And he heard bananas. He's like, wait, did bananas lose? Did he go home because he likes bananas?
That's funny. No, he didn't go home. Okay, so did you have any honorable mentions? I did not this episode. I thought it was
No.
pretty straightforward episode. I didn't give Bananas any awards. I know
Neither did I.
I saw like Alan Aguirre's poll and like 40 something percent of people gave the MVP to Bananas, and I couldn't do it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so what, how about quotes? Did you have any quotes? I had three.
My favorite quote of the episode was Naya, who was actually quoting NeNe Leakes from Housewives, and she said, "Now why am I in it?" Okay, I saw that clip.
Yes.
That's like my favorite Nene moment. I always use I actually use it all the time. I even use it at work. Like when something happens at work and I'm like, I don't want to be involved. I'm like, what? Well, not why am I in it?
That's so funny. I saw Naya tweet that. She's like, I'm glad that everybody understands the reference.
That's what I saw. And Michelle, you do use that. You've used that in stories when you've been talking before. When stories you've been telling me, it's hilarious. I think since I know I didn't watch the episode, but that clip, the funniest thing to me was as soon as Naya said it, she like keeled over laughing at herself. I love that. She's like, yeah, I nailed that. Yeah, it was like the perfect moment too, because like you don't really think of her as like someone in, like involved with Devin, right? So it was pretty good.
That's a good choice, good one for sure. Okay, so mine, Bananas, he says, I think most people come into this changer with like hope. Like, I hope I don't get chosen. I'm coming in here with the I wish creed. I wish a motherfucker
Wait, who said that?
Bananas.
Oh, got it, got it.
And then Jordan says, Bananas and I are still going to be boys because I'm going to be go at it like, hey man, I couldn't control her. Who can? And
Yeah.
it was just, I don't know. I thought that was just like perfect with like the scenario and everything. Also interesting that Tori and Jordan, both of their significant others, were in Amsterdam at the reunion this weekend.
But who is
I know
Tori's
her.
significant other? Because it was like I couldn't tell by the picture. Like I didn't
I
see his
think she's
face.
like
Who was?
some tattoo artist that lives in Florida or something. Or like not, or maybe not a tattoo artist, street artist or something. I don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay then.
And then my last one, Ryan, he says, I feel like bananas is all bark and I'm all heart.
I had another one from Bananas too,
Okay.
that when he said the friendships on that side are like a spray tan. They look good for a while and then they fade away.
That's a good one. And he's referring to like Tori or like
Yeah,
his friendship.
Vacation Alliance. Yep, Vacation Alliance. Which we kind of saw it's true because they're all kind of turning on Josh.
And Josh was like the heart of the Vacation Alliance at one point, I thought.
Yeah, so it's kind of true.
So, do you have any final thoughts about the challenge before we move on to the Golden Bachelorette here?
Well, I didn't see the preview. You referenced the preview for the next episode. I somehow missed that. So I'm excited to see whatever that fight's going to be that you're talking about between Jordan and Bananas.
Yeah, and I think that like it's interesting because okay, so I heard Banana say I think on maybe his podcast, I don't know. I heard Banana say that this elimination was really the elimination that like got him like from I if he would have lost this elimination, okay, actually no, it was Ryan that said this. That Bananas told him that if he would have lost this elimination to Ryan, he would have been like okay to go home right now because he did have a lot of stuff going on in at home in Florida with his gym and like everything. So he would have been okay going home, but winning this elimination gave him like the fuel of like no, like I think I can win this. I have like another one in me. And after at this point on is when he really started to turn his game up, supposedly.
Oh, okay.
Which like is good for you, Michelle, because you are in first place in the money league with bananas, right?
Yeah, but I have to look, but I feel like there was someone who had two players left, so I was getting nervous that I'll be overtaken because all I have is bananas left.
Let me look real
Maybe
quick.
not anymore, but I felt like there was someone who had at least two
Craig.
players left.
Craig is
Yeah.
second, and he has Josh and Jenny. Which I'm actually
Oh.
surprised that Jenny has 264 points. That's like shocking.
It's because you got picked for all
Yeah, for
eliminations.
sure. That's
Yep.
definitely why. And then I'm in third, but I won't be because
Who do you
well,
have?
I only have Laurel left, but I had
Yeah.
Devin and Mark Wong because I had an early.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Craig's gonna overtake me then because he has two people.
One of them is Jenny, though. I don't know. We'll see. I guess it depends. But
Yeah.
I'm third in the Survivor League, too. So I have hope for one of the two leagues. I don't think I have hope for the Challenge League. There's too much season left, unfortunately. But you know how I started in like 70 something in the one, like, the league with has like 143 people? I'm up to
Yeah,
nine
the
now. So,
9.
yeah. So
Oh,
I
good
knew
for
I
you.
had a good team. It was just like the first like few episodes, those people weren't getting screen time because they have like Jordan and Laurel and like those people just like weren't having like a good and Cara Maria a good like first showing. And then I swapped out
Yeah.
Olivia for Tori and that really helped too.
Yeah.
But yeah, so excited about that. And then I'm also in ninth. It's weird. I'm in ninth and third in both. Both leagues, Survivor and
Wow.
Challenge, right now. Yeah. But congratulations on being in first. I hope you keep it up for that Challenge League.
Yeah,
Which
well,
is, I
I
mean,
don't
you're
know.
going to have a
I
good
will, but
episode next episode anyway. So hopefully that gives you some.
yeah, that's true. You're right. He'll at least be involved in drama. That's true. Good point.
How are you liking individual? I know you're probably disappointed that it was only one elimination instead of two.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like this season at all. So you're right. I just want to get rid of more people.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I had a feeling it was going to be one once it went individual. But
So, but are they gonna, I missed it. Are they gonna rotate now that it's Girls Week next week, or are they gonna flip the coin every week?
at that, I'm not sure.
Okay. They should just rotate.
I think they should rotate too. I agree. Because what happens if, like, you get like 3 boys weeks in a row?
Yeah, no, they should rotate. They should rotate.
I agree. Okay, so moving on to hometowns for the Golden Bachelorette. I thought that this was a really telling episode. I didn't really realize that both Jordan and Pascal had it opened up to her. I actually felt kind of sorry for Joan in the moments when she was talking to Pascal and she was like, "Sometimes on group dates, I wonder if like you're really that into me." And obviously she's like super into him, so I don't know, that made me kind of sad for her, that she like had those feelings and made me like not like him in those moments. But I think he had a fun hometown date. I think he liked, showing off his car and showing off his salon, and I don't know. I mean, I gave Pascal an LVP honorable mention because of his disconnect, and I gave Jordan the LVP because of his disconnect and because he got eliminated. But those were the two people I feel like I was like kind of disappointed. I was surprisingly disappointed. I was it most surprised that I was disappointed in Jordan. How about you, Abby?
Same. You know, I've liked him from the very beginning, and I didn't realize that he was that distance, I guess, distant. And it seems like, I don't know, I just got the vibe that his ex-wife like really did him dirty or something, because
He
they
was
said
like,
it'd been,
or like clearly like he was hurt by it.
yeah, because it had been like 10 years and he had never really seriously dated anyone in 10 years. And yeah, he just seemed, you know, I don't know. I was bummed because he was one of my favorites.
Did you give him your LVP?
I did. I had to.
Well, you could have gave it to Pascal. He had a bad episode.
Don't think.
I did not think Pascal had a good episode. I think she should, even though like when she was like talking to his kids and everything, and he said that Jordan had or she said that like Jordan had opened up the least or whatever out of everybody. I still felt like, I don't know, the way that like Pascal is just, he's just like more like obviously distant, I guess. I really think he was supposed to be the villain this season, and it just didn't work because he's
Well,
funny.
even his sunset, he dated a lot of people. So, but he hasn't found the one. And I'm kind of like wondering how much of a like playboy he is, or like serial dater, you know? And I feel like he's more of a serial dater. And Jordan was just so like heartbroken and hurt. He hasn't put his walls down. That's the vibe I'm getting.
Yeah, I totally agree. Jordan would be one that would be like somebody, if there was ever some kind of golden paradise. I don't think it would be the same. I think I've said this before. I think that if they did like a golden paradise, it wouldn't be like on a beach in Mexico. It would be like on a golf resort in Arizona or something,
Right.
But Jordan would be a great candidate for something like that. I think he's a great pick. He just, needs a little more time, which is even harder when you're older.
Yeah.
What do you think of the final two?
I just know the final three.
Well, I mean, like that we've talked about. We've talked about Pascal and Jordan. I meant like the final,
Oh,
your MVP. Sorry.
well, okay, this was hard for me because I really liked Guy this episode. I think he really cares about her. I thought it was really sweet, but her and Chalk just have something different. So I gave him my MVP.
And her going to his mom's celebration of life, that I can't believe that they filmed that.
I honestly, Christina, I fast forwarded a little bit of it.
Really?
I did. I skipped about like a minute of it because I was like, I don't know. It just felt like way too personal. It made me uncomfortable. It was so, I don't know. I'm like, we're like witnessing something like, I don't know, very sacred. So I was shocked that they filmed it instead of
Especially
just letting
when
them
it
know they.
happened so recently, because it was
Well,
literally like during
recently.
filming that she passed away.
And his family members talking about what she meant to them, like her, the granddaughter. That's when I started fast forwarding when the granddaughter started crying. I'm like, I just feel like I should not be watching this. Yeah, I was kind of surprised that they filmed it and it wasn't just talked about, but yeah, I gave it to good old Chalk.
Yeah, I gave it to Chalk too. I think Guy, I agree with you. I think he has a really good relationship with her. I think any of these three would be well, really any of these four would be good Golden Bachelors and good final picks. I think that
I'll tell you right now, if Pascal is not picked, I could see him being the Golden Bachelor because he's funny, he's entertaining. I
Yes.
could see that.
I totally agree. I think that Pascal would be a great candidate, but I really think that they gave the edit to Mark.
Oh, duh. Yeah, I forgot about him. See, I would like Pascal because I think he'd be entertaining, or Jonathan because I love Jonathan. I don't know if Jordan could. I'm sure he could be a lead, but and his would be interesting. Jordan's would be interesting since he is so closed off. Like if anyone could get through, you know?
Yeah, especially I feel like with like the golden era, I feel like the goal isn't necessarily to get engaged, but it's like to find somebody for those later years or whatever. I don't think
Yeah.
that they necessarily need to get married. So I think that that's a difference that's like, I don't know, so much more wholesome.
Yeah, you never texted me. Who wins? I need to text you after this.
Okay. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Okay, so I didn't have any of my quotes weren't from any of the guys. Did you have any quotes this episode?
I just had Pascal's grandson.
Yeah, I had two from him.
Did you sleep in bed with other grandpas? That's the one I had. And then the other one, I bet you had it. You say the other one.
Have you kissed my grandpa?
Yeah.
And then I had one from Joan. She said, just because we're both in our 60s doesn't mean we're going to bed at 9 o'clock at night. I liked that she is more on the adventurous side and like showing that side of, people that are older that doesn't get shown as often, isn't so stereotypical. And I really like her.
You know what I was surprised? I really like her too. I guess I this whole time I did not realize it had only been 3 years since her husband passed. Now I'm like, no wonder she said a million times, I don't know if I'm ready. I don't know, because that doesn't seem like a lot of time.
Especially when you're married for that long. They were married for like what, 30 or 40 some years?
I
Long time.
know. I honestly, when she said that, I was kind of like blown away. I thought it had been like
I
five, between at
recently.
least minimum 5 to 10 years. I did not realize how soon it was.
I've recently thought that like I think that they go into a season knowing who they want to be as the next lead. I've really since like Matt James season, I think that was the most obvious when Claire announced on Twitter, Instagram, or whatever that she wasn't gonna pick him because he was just there for whatever, and then production made him the bachelor anyways. And he was never even on a season. Granted, they did have like COVID in the quarantine crew or whatever, but ever since then, I really think that they are like, if this person doesn't get picked, this is the Bachelor. I think that Obviously, Jen's season was a little bit different because maybe the person that they wanted didn't want to do it. But for the most part, like Joan, I think that they wanted her to be the lead. Joey, I think that they wanted him to be the lead. Grant, I think that they wanted Grant to be the lead. So I don't know. It's interesting. I think that they kind of have in their head who they want it to be before we even get before they even get to see how they are on TV.
Right. Yeah, that makes sense.
So who do you think wins?
I mean, I don't see anyone but Chalk winning.
I think that they definitely have a really strong connection. I think.
Unless they're like misleading us.
And not only do it's like kind of like trauma bonding a little bit.
Well, yeah, how his love of his life, because it doesn't sound like his wife was love of his life. It sounds like Kathy was.
Right. But then also with like his mom and everything, like I don't know, it's a lot. So it's hard for me to tell if like they do have the deepest
Genuine,
connection
but
or if
yeah.
it is like a trauma bond, because I feel like she also has like a really deep connection with Guy too. And Pascal.
I didn't think Joey's person was going to win, and she did. So
And I think
I
that Pascal is like wow, am I forgetting his name? Who was Joe, not Joey, who was Jen's Marcus? I feel like Joan,
yes.
like Jen and Marcus, like she likes Marcus like so much or whatever, and Joan like likes Pascal. So I could see like, I don't know. I see it like
The
that.
final two like that again, like one that's sure and one that's on the fence. Like it's gonna be Chalk and Pascal or
I
Pascal
think
and Guy.
she likes him a lot.
Yeah. Or maybe she's really not ready, Christina, like deep down, and she doesn't want to get engaged and do all that. So she maybe just she keeps talking about having fun and how her ex, or not her ex, but her husband was so full of life, and she compares him a lot to Pascal. So maybe that's what she wants a little bit, just some fun and someone to have fun with for a while, like to experience life with.
She also talked about that a lot with Keith too, so I think that is something that she's looking for.
I don't know. We'll see.
Any final thoughts on The Golden Bachelorette? It'll be really interesting next week to see how she does fantasy suites, if she does the overnight thing or not. If she, like it's such a it's a time that they have those off camera moments, and sometimes stuff happens
A
that,
lot happens, yeah.
so it should be an exciting next week for sure. Moving on to this week's episode of Survivor. So we had the merge this episode. Pre-merge, merge, whatever, we have one team that got the feast and one team that didn't. We have our first like tribal council that everybody is a part of. What did you think of this episode? I really liked it.
I liked it. I liked it too, except there were some like cheesy moments with Rome at the end.
Like when he had to, when he sat at Tribal Council and Jeff's spot, and
Yes, it was a little bit too much for me.
yeah, I agree. It was definitely the Rome show this episode. I think that he's production likes him a lot. I saw an interview. I think Jeff Probst likes him a lot. I just.
I didn't. I never did. I never thought he was that, like, I know people are like, wow, he's an amazing character, but it just never translated for me. I don't know.
I agree. I gave him my LVP.
Yep, me
I had
too. I'm so
no
glad we finally.
idea what was going on.
Yep.
I love the confessionals. I didn't give them a quote. I didn't write it down, but I love the confessionals when they're like, "I'm so good at this game," and then they like go home. It's like that's like the telltale. You know, if somebody gets a confessional saying bragging about how great they are at Survivor, that they're going home. It never doesn't happen.
That is a great point. I thought the edit was so obvious he was going home the entire. I'm like, oh, it's got to be right. And sometimes they a lot of the times actually I'm not sure, but this episode the way they edited it, you're so dead on. I knew. And then when he got to do that thing with Jeff, I'm like, oh, this guy's gone.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't have a chance.
Is that who you gave your LVP to?
Yeah, I had to give it to him.
You, I mean, you have to. Yeah, I agree. I did give an LVP honorable mention to Sam though, for the opposite reason of why I gave Genevieve my MVP, and that's because of that buoy when they're walking and she's like, "Oh, there's this buoy out there, or whatever. Have you guys checked that out?" And he's like, "Oh yeah, it's just a buoy." And then, and what I thought in that moment for sure that Sam was gonna go out and check the buoy and like was trying to trick her, and that's why he said that. But like, no, like he really was that dumb. So I gave him an LVP honorable mention.
I love that moment. I just related to that moment. Like, sometimes, even, how do I put it? Like, sometimes at work, like, someone will say something, and I'm like, no, that's not right. I know that this is right. So I just related to Genevieve so hard in that moment. I was so proud of her.
Yeah, like I said, I gave her my MVP. I thought that that was such a great deductive reasoning on her point, on her part. I thought that we're starting to see more of her. I'm actually like really glad that she's on my team now. She didn't do a whole lot pre-merge, but I think she's
No.
gonna start being a player.
Yeah.
Excited
I
for
and she seems to me, she seems older than she is, just like with her intelligence and the way she carries her. I think when I looked, she's 29. She seems older to me.
You're not gonna like this, but she kind of gives me Michelle Fitzgerald vibes a little bit.
Oh, don't ruin her for me.
But just like under the radar, but like socially good, like still playing
Yeah.
the game, looking for advantages, not having people mad at her for it, like that kind of, I don't know. She's socially doing very well. Making
Yep,
moves too.
I think she's a front runner. She's doing great. Like no one's gonna go after her. She's doing great. So
Which
I get
she,
her my MVP too.
yeah, and that wasn't a thing until literally last episode. So good for her.
Yep. And then, oh, I had an honorable mention MVP for Saul because he finally smiled. I was so happy for him.
That's funny. I gave an MVP honorable mention to Kyle for winning the first individual immunity. And like, especially because he didn't have a vote, I thought that that was so important for his game. I gave him an honorable mention for it.
Kyle was great. I thought Kyle was great this episode. That's a great pick.
How about your quotes?
Well, I had Kyle saying, "I'm f like he was really upset with Rome because Rome was throwing his name under the bus and taking and twisting their conversation." So just the way he was describing it was cracking me up. He said, "I'm feeling as froggy as it gets. I'm fixing to squish him like a bug."
Oh my gosh, it's so funny. I missed that. That's hilarious.
He was really good.
Did you have any other quotes?
The only other quote was the last line of the episode when they're leaving Tribal and Saul goes, "We got him out." Like he was so happy.
Yeah. I mean, and that's so huge for Saul's game. I think that Saul's gonna have a completely different game now.
Yeah,
Completely.
listen, he's my favorite, so I'm really happy for him. You could tell he was thrilled.
I had a Saul quote. He says, "I don't think anyone out here has meditated more than I have, and I've had to do it because of Rome."
I mean, he had such a hard go with that guy. Like,
Know.
Rome was terrorizing him.
And that's like the modern villain, and he's like not even a villain in the sense of the word, like House of Villains, you know? He's like just obnoxious.
Yeah.
Another quote that I had, Andy, he says, look, tribal council sucks. Not, haha. That was cool as hell. That was Blindside City. And then Sam, he says, they say Rome wasn't built in a day, but your game sure was destroyed in.
Yeah. I'm really curious what's going to happen next week with Sam and Andy, because Andy turned to him and said, "Was I the backup plan?" And Sam knew that he was the backup plan. So I am really curious about next week.
Didn't Sam have a vote too? Yeah, he did. I wonder who voted for Sam. 'Cause I have written down Sam had one vote, Andy had two, and Rome had six, is what we saw. It was nine votes.
Was it Sam or Saul?
I think no, it was Sam. I thought I have Sam written down. Maybe it was Saul, but I have Sam written down.
I actually don't remember, so I can't, I don't remember.
Well, I think this is a really good season. I'm really looking forward to it. They played their joint amulet thing at the, so that's gone. I'm sure that there will be some other twist coming. I personally still think that the best twist, I really liked that social hour twist last time. I wish that there was like an episode between the social hour twist and the merge. I think that would be good. Like another episode of squirming would be great. But I'm really liking this season.
I am too. I'm enjoying it. There's a lot of good game players left, so I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out.
Yeah, I agree. There are a lot of people that I like a lot too. Do any of you have any final thoughts about any of these three shows or any other shows that you're watching, House of Villains or anything else?
I'm behind on House of Villains, so I watched the first two and I liked it, so I'm excited.
It's a good season. I like it a lot.
Richard has like a star. He's so funny. I'm dying. Like, he's cracking me up.
Yeah, he is funny. And this last episode, I started to see like a funnier side of Victoria. I know I've been like kind of hating on her a lot, and she's just like so much this last episode, and she's like so ridiculous, and people like absolutely hate her. And it's like, okay, I can maybe see a little bit why you're a villain now, but she just like gives major princess spoiled brat vibes, and it's really funny.
I think he's funny.
Yeah, she's a lot funnier, I think, on this than she was on Bachelor. I did not like her on Bachelor, and usually I like a villain. I don't know.
I didn't think I was gonna like her, but
I just
I
didn't see
have.
her as a villain. I feel like that's what it was. She was like this fake villain to me, and I'm just like not a fan of that.
I don't know. I like this season so far better than the last one.
Yeah. I can see that for sure. I like the season a lot too. Last season was good though. But I really like that they're like Bobby comes back this episode. I really like that they're bringing back the past villains too. All right. Well, if neither of you have any final thoughts on anything, we'll wrap up here. Thank you everyone so much for tuning in. We will see you soon.